Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Progress. Bring us to another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's November the 23rd. Yes, it was the night of Thanksgiving, but I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckoned, the dark meat, the white. But I fought the temptation with all of my might. Tossing and turning with anticipation, the thought of a snack became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round, till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floating into the sky, with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie, but I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all! Pass the cranberries, please!"
Very nice.
A little before Thanksgiving activity that could be equated to activity that will take place a month and a day from today. How about that? We'll be live tomorrow here, Jay and I and James at the controls in our studio in Dallas, to regale you with all sorts of turkey stuff and all sorts of experiences that we've all had, the Thanksgiving parades, the things that we are thankful for. Who watches the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Oh,
anybody,
I love it.
You like to tell me, yeah.
Yeah, it's still kind not of like fun. I just sit there and stare at the TV when it's on. It's usually on in the background, but it's just, oh, it's so fun. It's so, yeah. I love watching it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I'm for as much good stuff as we can get into the holiday seasons. I feel like this is good news as far as food is concerned. Or maybe I should save this for farm food and family. Yeah, I think I will. Okay. It's about fish. Fishy fish stuff. Here's something that we all need to think about. Those of you who are all excited about getting electric cars, here's another reason not to buy one. I have lots of reasons not to buy one. This is yet another one, which I will discuss in detail with Nick Miles, who is our auto expert that is on the program every week. He's on Fridays, as a matter of fact. The proof is in the pudding in a study by car manufacturers of electric cars in conjunction with various radio enterprises finds that electric cars don't like AM radio and vice versa. There's something in the battery, something in the, this is an auto week this week, by the way, you can check this out. There's a lengthy article that includes a lot of specifics, but doesn't really get to the heart of, because I don't think they really know, but for some reason, there is an interference problem with electric motors that manufacturers blame on AM radio, and the folks in the radio world say, no, you have to dig deeper. Have you noticed that in the last few years there have been fewer cars that were made with AM radios? Mm-hmm. And the federal government is more the culprit here, as usual, than anybody else. They could change the standards to digitalize all, require all of the broadcasting facilities to be digitalized, and therefore make it the signal, make the signal the same as the FM signal that you get in your car.
That's interesting.
They are woefully slow in doing that. You should ask your father about that, Jay, because I'm sure he has a lot to say. He and I don't think I've ever talked to him about this specifically. But in my mind, this is just another reason not to buy. They're blaming, the manufacturers are blaming AM radios.
Yeah, that sounds like such a cop-out.
It is. It's ridiculous. The idea, most people who want to, you know, AM radio is basically built around talk, conversation. I can see on a couple of the cars that I have, you know, you have the dashboard with all of the usual things on it, that you just push the screen and it does this, that, or the other thing. I'm wondering whether this is just, and it, as you said, it's a cop-out. It is. And in 10 years from now, most all vehicles on the road will be electric. So what does that do to AM radio? Not that we can't switch over. I suppose there are a lot of stations now in the FM band that carry talk radio and spoken word formats. But the BMW people were the first ones to stop including AM radio because they said it interfered. Tesla dropped AM radio a couple of years ago. The electric vehicle that Mercedes puts out does not include AM. Volvo and Audi also don't have AM radios in them. And they say it's because the radios make it impossible for the cars to operate. It is a complete cop-out.
Yeah, sounds like that's an issue with how the car was created, not AM radio.
Yeah. So now when you look at it, even the Ford F-150 that's an electric truck, they have those now online. That had an AM radio when it first came out, but they're going to stop putting them in because they say that it interferes. The frequencies involved in AM tend to either affect or be affected by the electromagnetic noise in the propulsion system in an electric vehicle. So they have to spend more money to put the... They can do it. They can make AM work in an electric vehicle, but they can... They have to spend money. They have to do something to shield it. So that's something else I think ought to be in your mind if you're a big listener. AM radio people say, oh, it's just for old people. If you look at the stats, those listening to talk and spoken word formats, sports talk radio, etc., that doesn't hold up at all.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, some food for thought for those of you who are into food for thought. Big earthquake in Southern California yesterday, 6.2 on the scale, near the Baja, which is exactly where my son is. He and his family went down yesterday to enjoy the Thanksgiving.
Oh, did they feel this?
Yes, I believe that they did feel this. I don't think it was felt in Los Angeles proper, but if you're in Palm Desert listening to us there, you felt it, right? There's no tsunami expected. But it was felt 200 miles away from the epicenter, which is into Southern California, Palm Desert, Palm Springs, those areas down there, Del Mar. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 6.0 earthquake is moderate. Remember, yesterday we were talking about the one that was it Indonesia yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Where there was one. It was 5.1. When you get up to 6, it's moderate. I think I sort of alluded to that in our conversation yesterday. And in fact, if you have a 7.0 or above, that's strong and very dangerous and very deadly. You can expect lots of damage with a 7. So this is a 6.2. It wasn't in an area there was a lot of population, but still, the Baja
They have the infrastructure for this. The buildings are built.
Yeah,
this in mind.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking
they
of
are.
The Indonesian earthquake, Doug, the officials have put out the death toll currently at 268.
Yeah.
With 151 people still missing.
Yeah. The best part of that, if you can find something good, is that there's no tsunami affected with that either. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's just... I just find it, it is what it is. Things are changing. The plates change. When I say the plates, what's on top of the skin that basically is the skin of the earth are these plates. They're called the Teutonic plates, and they move as the earth continues to grow and change. Like you have a beard if you're a man, and your skin gets wrinkled if you get older. What happens to women when they get older? Everybody changes.
Wrinkly too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
changes, bones
sometimes
change.
Sometimes grow beards.
Yeah, the structure of our bodies. The earth is a body. The earth is a living thing. And as it gets older, it changes. And it's been changing for billions of years. And we're not going to stop it. We're not going to change it. We have to adapt to it. We have to live with it. We have to know how to move into the next zone, whatever that might be. Maybe that you get on a, you know, somehow or other get on a spaceship and you go live on the moon's surface. That's what NASA says is going to happen. In a decade, there are going to be a lot of people, people would say, well, how do you define a lot of people? Some people, maybe. The launch of the Artemis and the milestone that was reached earlier this week when Orion, which is a spacecraft on a five-week unmanned journey, flew 81 miles above the far side of the moon's surface. See, Artemis is the vehicle upon which the Orion sat, and that's what's moving around. And so there are going to be other Orions are going to bring people up to the moon, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen in a decade.
We were just talking about this, and we were thinking of more of a timeline like 100 years. Before people are living on the moon and it becomes this vacation destination kind of thing. And NASA officials are saying, oh, no, 10 years. Not a century, 10 years.
Yeah. Well, there'll be another Artemis mission next year to have people that'll be on the spacecraft fly around the moon. And then the year after that, they'll have people landing on the moon to start. And then there'll be just continuing flights to start building like they did with the space station, the International Space Station. What was that, 23 years ago, 24 years ago, somewhere in there? So, anyway, food for thought. Lots of that. Lots of food flying around as it's the day before Thanksgiving at 18 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmacy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Excitement prevails here at 23 after the hour, the day before Thanksgiving. Remember, the 23rd is upon us. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, social media abuzz, trending with the relationship. This is one of those wowza moments. You ever use that term, Jay? Wowza.
I definitely use that term for this one.
Wowza. Woody Harrelson and Michael J. Fox have had a number of experiences together because they've been friends for life, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And they consider each other to be blood brothers. We'll tell you how they got to that point right after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
What's going on?
All right, so you got a weak stomach. You may not like this. Right? Woody Harrelson.
That's a good story for you.
No. This week, Woody Harrelson presented Michael J. Fox with the Gene Harsholt Humanitarian Award, the Governor's Awards in L.A. this past weekend. Harrelson, being interviewed, recounted something pretty shocking when he went back to the Back to the Future days. He was in Thailand with Michael J. Fox. They're both 61 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
They went out one night.
Oh,
and
they
yes, they did. They stumbled upon a youngster putting on a fight between a cobra and a mongoose.
If you were a betting man, one might think a cobra would win.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, this is something that you would see if you were down in that neck of the woods.
And so the, I don't want to, this is just gross. But anyway, the fight.
Spoiler alert, the mongoose won.
Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah. they took the snake, tied it by its tail, ran the blood out of it, filled glasses with cobra blood and Thai whiskey, and then they drank it. That's how they became brothers and sort of brothers to the snake, I guess, as well, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a celebration honoring the snake and becoming the brother with the snake. But then Michael J. Fox and Woody Harrelson, BFFs for life, also became blood brothers and had that, which was quite an experience.
See, I wouldn't have thought that of Michael J. Fox. Woody Harrelson has done almost anything and everything in his life. Drugs.
It kind of adds up for him, but with Michael J. Fox, it's like, wow, really?
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, there have been so many things that have happened since then. Michael J. Fox and his foundation, they've raised $1 billion to find a cure for Parkinson's. And so anyway, but Harrelson has helped him. He's never been asked to be an advocate. He just helps because he likes and is friends with Michael J. Fox.
Mm-hmm.
He says that. Go ahead. Yeah, he said Michael sets the ultimate example of how to fight and how to live and how to win. So that's the story of the friendship between Woody and Michael. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. As eccentric as this may sound, and heaven forbid that I should ever be called eccentric, our pets know when we are not feeling well, even before we do. Even when our pets may not be close with certain family members, when those family members are not feeling well, somehow our pets know and hang around that person. For example, my grandfather, who was not an animal lover and thought perhaps I needed psychiatric help, became very ill towards the end. And towards that end, the dogs and cats living at my mom's house that had never spent any time near him until the day before he died, that evening, they actually slept in his room. The bonds they build with special needs children and adults, the bond between seniors and the senior pets, all of this is in their ability to read us, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and anticipating our needs before we even know what those needs are. I hear this all the time, how the dog or cat will not leave my side when I'm not feeling well, or how they'll go into a room a day or two before someone passes on. They know, watch your dog or cat carefully, they understand what we don't. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your dog.
Check front door. Check window. Check other window. Rest chin on ground. Look into distance. Bark for no reason. Check front door. Check window. Check other window.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Chase shiny ball. Lose shiny ball. Find shiny ball. Eat shiny ball.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A substantial amount of cryptocurrencies, FTX assets are either missing or stolen. A lawyer for the failed company said in court, Tuesday's hearing is exposing FTX's bankruptcy case as its new leaders begin chasing down whatever assets they can find. Daniel Roberts on Fox Business is editor-in-chief of Decrypt.
So $8 or $9 billion in the hole and less than $1 billion in actual liquid assets.
Yeah.
So right now, if you want that big money figure, $8 or $9 or $10 billion, but it could become much more. You've got so much contagion here with other companies and firms that had invested in FTX or that FTX had invested.
At least 6 people were killed in a mass shooting Tuesday night inside a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, and the shooter is also dead, city officials said early Wednesday morning. Layoffs have been announced at Hewlett-Packard, numbering in the thousands. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silly Thanksgiving song. Right? Ramsey Lewis. It's called Groovy Gravy.
It is groovy.
It is groovy. You're right about that. That's the voice of Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. The things you need to know today, facts and figures. A friend of mine said yesterday was talking about having a salsa dance party. That would be a move and a groove, right? Do you ever? Are you a dancer, Jay? Do you like to dance?
Oh yeah, love dancing.
Are you a good salsa dancer?
No, but it doesn't mean I don't do it. Well, does that make sense?
You don't have to be good at it to have fun, right?
Yeah, that wasn't the question, though.
What was the question?
Good at it.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll take the good part out of it. You like to have your fun, move your body good for you. Say hi to Michelle Hartnett this morning, who's listening to the Good Day program, along with Sandra Langmeyer and Marty Landers and Martin Kirkstra and Lynn Greer and Michael Cross and Sandy Sims Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Enjoy the day if you get started early enough. Well, that's what we're here. The way it works is the gooddayshow.com website. This is something, by the way, I did have this conversation yesterday with a friend. Now, I'm not much, as you know, with, I can do the basic technology stuff. I understand basic technology, but I don't understand a lot of things that are inherent with apps and that sort of thing on an iPhone. So this particular person listens every day on the Good Day, she goes to gooddayshow.com and listens to it there. And she finds that when her phone rings, the Good Day Show goes away, and she has to go back and find it, whereas I can't believe with other apps, or some way or shape or form, that there wouldn't be a way for it to come right back again without having to go find it again.
Yeah.
Isn't it like the,
you would think that you'd be able to just swipe up from the bottom up, and then that website would still be sitting there for her to click.
Right. So will you check into that and see if we need to send people to like an iHeart station or somehow or other fix our own website? I've never had anybody tell me that before, but this person is an avid listener and wants to know what's going on and
why
finds it.
Yours, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Here's some good news for those of you who like to focus on that sort of thing. I'm certainly one of those. That's why we do it here on Good Day. Bradley Fox Jones, practicing getting down on his knees for months because he wanted to approach his boyfriend, Joshua Barker. This is a story from England, on the south coast of England. This Mr. Fox Jones was going to propose to his longtime partner on the beach during a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They'd been together for 4 years.
It was special.
Yeah. Right. But Mr. Barker had plans of his own. They were both going to ask each other, they were going to propose to each other on the same day, in the same time, at the same situation. So one of them gets down on a knee, proposes to the other, and then the whole double thing took place. There is a video of this, kind of a very unique. Have you ever heard of anything like this before? I've never heard of anything like that.
It's so sweet because Bradley had planned all of this and was going to propose. Joshua beats him to the punch. Didn't realize that he was planning the same thing. And Bradley was so shocked that his first reaction after being proposed to was, wait, really? He was like, wait, no, that you took my, that's what I was supposed to do. So they had these beautiful proposals planned. And that's one of those like great minds think alike.
Yeah.
And it's so sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet. There's a great message there. The message, when I was talking earlier today, somebody reminded me about my feelings regarding NPR. This is only a story that's akin to my disgust and dismay and disdain over electric vehicles taking AM radio out of their production. Because they find it easy, they say, who listens to AM radio anymore? Well, I just want all of you to know, frankly, all of you to know, that when you're buying a new car, if they tell you that, especially if it's an electric car or somebody that's a hybrid, that you can't have AM radio, and you're used to listening to AM radio, most people listen to the radio, at least in part, in the car. I know I do. And I listen to AM and FM, depends on where I am and what I want to listen to. But there's a message there that ought to be loud and clear to the manufacturers and get to the manufacturers through their dealer networks. So that's one thing. Another radio story that I find troubling, and I've been on this for years and years and years, and I think I'm the only one who, and I don't mean that to, Doug, there he is, our hero. No, I'm just telling you this is something that I've been very consistent on over the years since my experience with NPR back in the 90s when a partner of mine at the time and I went to the head of NPR to propose a radio program that was based on my weekly talk radio countdown show. I wanted to do one specially for NPR. And so we were given an audience, quote-unquote, with the fellow who at the time was the fellow who ran NPR. And that's National Public Radio, for those of you who don't know what that is. Anyway, so we went into his office and made the proposal. And he said, well, I'm sorry, we won't be able to do that. And I said, well, you haven't really heard the whole proposal, and why would you not want to do it? He said, well, you two are not members of our club. And so I said, what does that mean?
Members? Yeah.
Well, we have at NPR here, we have a distinguished group of broadcasters, and they don't work on commercial radio. They don't ever work on commercial radio. We don't have commercial broadcasters here. You can say that again. And so then we were shown the door. So I've never forgotten that. And so I started looking into, as I often do and have, into certain particular things that you ought to know more about that I'm sure you don't. Like how much of your tax dollar goes to service the NPR stations, the network, the whole deal, because the begathons that they have, what I found out was the begathons they have on NPR and on PBS are more than sufficient to pay the costs of running the operation. The money that comes from the federal government, from you and me, our tax money, is super. It's unnecessary, but that's not the word I'm looking for. Supercilious, I think, is the right word. It is way beyond the beyond. Plus the fact that the way, if you listen, for example, if you listen to Car Talk or Wait, Don't Tell Me or, you know, any of the popular shows, there's a list at the end of the show, there's a list that's long as your arm of producers and directors and this person and that person. And I said to this fellow as I was leaving, well, no, we can do it inexpensively. He said, no, we like the way our system works. And it basically is, it's almost like welfare for people in radio that can't get jobs anywhere else. At least that's the way it used to be. So I find that the stories about NPR and the continuing support, especially commercial talk radio is a mouthpiece oftentimes, for the most part, or in many circumstances, for the right. And I object to that because I don't think that's what ought to be, but that's what is. And in the same way, I object to NPR and funding it the way it is funded with tax dollars, because it's mostly about what the Democrats are thinking. It's liberal. I have no problem with liberal radio. As a matter of fact, there ought to be more of it. There isn't enough of it as many, I suppose, the people that do radio say, well, there aren't as many good broadcasters. Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller, there are a few others that are left, but those are the two most prominent ones. And so who else is there? And then you look on the right side, look at all these great broadcasters. Well, I don't know that I think there are any more than a handful of good right-wing broadcasters. What's happened is a lot of these networks have gone to the podcasting side of things and found people that are good podcasters. That doesn't mean they're good radio people. That just means they're good podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
And
more freedom in podcasting be able to say more so what you want to say, on radio you are censored to a degree.
Yeah. Anyway, there are all kinds of examples. I can go through any number of examples. Probably the most recent Roe v. Wade thing is what separates one side from the other. But it may be that you don't feel strongly enough about this to make any noise, or maybe some of you do. And there's a lot of stuff. I think there are some really good broadcasters on NPR. There are some good news people. I think that some of the shows, the weekend shows, I find better. I think Terry Gross is very interesting when it comes to interviews, that sort of thing. But the type and the way it comes across, it's not even something they hide. There, if you listen to the news, and I say this advisedly because my daughter and I had a conversation about the head of the English department at UCLA, where she's a professor, this past weekend, about names, and the name didn't sound like some white bread name, and yet, you know, there's that what goes into your head when you hear the names. You immediately think, where is that person from? Even though many even though they now these days there are different lots of different names, and you can't really tell by somebody's names what their heritage is. And maybe that doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference to me, except I want to know that the people I'm listening to are objective and that they can use the so-called King's English and you know, we get what the point is of the story or the discussion. Anyway, maybe some people think that I'm off my rocker here, or I'm way off base, but I feel strongly about it, and I always have. I don't think the federal government should be supporting NPR with your tax dollars. They do a great job of getting money from listeners, and they also have, they say they are non-commercial, but listen, the program was brought to you by, or made possible by, how many different names do you hear, right?
Yeah, all the PSAs and...
Yeah, right, okay. So I think we made my point. Herschel Walker! Here we go. He's at it, or he's not at it again, but other people have brought new evidence. There's another Walker abortion accuser, second woman to accuse the Senate candidate. Where are they in the recount, by the way, just as an aside? What's going on with that?
That's a good question. We are going to have to ask... the Googlebot and the, what is it, the runoff they're doing?
Yeah, they're having a runoff
in
election.
December.
Yep, right.
Which is
so anyway, Gloria.
Really coming up.
I figure there's something to this because Gloria Allred's involved. She had a press conference accusing Walker of a romantic relationship with this woman. Obviously, they're not going to identify the woman, but he apparently was bonking her for 6 years and she got pregnant.
And asked why, because the story allegedly he forced her to get an abortion that she didn't want, and when asked why she's coming out about this now, she had said she intended to take this whole thing to the grave. She wasn't going to talk about it at all to anybody until another woman had come out, and apparently there are other women who are speaking out on this, and she was like, so this has happened to more people, allegedly, than just her, so that's why she's speaking out, and she has the receipts. Voicemails.
There's a lot of pretty overwhelming the evidence here. So Herschel Walker, once again, not looking too well under the circumstances. 48 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Thank you.
stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Three after the hour, day before Thanksgiving, always things going on down on the farm. It's farm food and family time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Today, Jay, we celebrate National Cashew Day.
Ooh,
I am a celebrant.
Every day.
I am a yummy lover of cashews. I eat a whole lot of them every day, mix them with peanuts sometimes. This is something, I don't think they even grow in America, do they? They're in Portugal. Where do they grow? For the most part, they're in Brazil, I think, as much South America more. But I think some of them grow along the coast of Portugal, those places. But it takes a special soil. And actually, a cashew is a seed. Isn't it? It's what's left over. And it reproduces itself in a strange way. But if you look at how to harvest cashews, they pick and I'm trying to remember what the plant is. There's something about the plant. Anyway, there's an acid on a cashew nut that causes skin irritation, which is why when the Europeans first went to Brazil and they found cashews down there, they thought they were not to be eaten. But that apparently, the monkeys were eating them, and so everybody said, okay, monkeys eat them, we'll eat them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, I'm so glad they did, because they're delicious. Yeah.
A lot of them are grown in Southeast Asia as well, in Africa, places like that.
The 1905. Native to Brazil.
Brazil, yeah, right. Yep. And I don't think there are any in America. We just love them here in America. They were introduced into our culture in 1905. by some shippers. You know, that's how stuff is. The good stuff and the bad stuff is all brought to us and everywhere else because of transportation. Stuff comes around, and you wonder, that's how rats got here. It's how flies got here. It's like, you know, there's good, there's bad. But Brazil is the home. Back in 1558, that's when they were discovered by the Europeans. And then India, they were grown there. I guess there were some that were discovered there. 1941, Americans became there. There was the largest shipment that came here just before the Second World War. The 22,000 tons were imported, and that's at least, tons and tons, hundreds of tons of cashews. I must eat a ton of them myself a year. So, we celebrate National Cashew Day today here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Problems with milk, we'll talk about that after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right, so there's a problem in upstate New York where a lot of milk is produced, a lot of good dairy farms up there, but apparently there's one that has a contaminated product. This is one of the things that leans into those people who say, oh, don't drink raw milk because it's bad for you. Well, it's bad for you. The story behind the story is, and I need to tell this on the next episode of the Farm, Food, and Family show called The American Family Farmer that I do the turd on a lot of these same stations every weekend. This is not something people drink raw milk and they're not supposed to. And there's raw milk that is produced to be, like what I did on my farm, was produced in a different way, and it was much cleaner than the stuff that gets sent into the pool and gets pasteurized. There's a problem with this farm in upstate New York, the idea that that if you drink raw milk or you are a consumer or a producer of raw milk, that right away you're wrong. The people who go to the public who are taught this, and they just keep hammering away at how bad raw milk is. Yeah, it is. If it isn't produced properly, and if it's coming from a big farm more often than not, they don't take good care of the animals, and thus the cows are dirty and the milk is dirty. Don't believe all the stuff that you hear about raw milk. That's my word to the wise here at 59 past the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.